If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Why is God pushing us? Why is God pushing us to change? Why? Because he changes how he does things. If he did not change how he does things, listen to me carefully, we would not be here. Because in the Old Testament, the Bible says God is a killer. And I mean, God would just wipe you out for the slightest violation. All Sennacherib did was encompass the city and threaten the people of God. He told Hezekiah, you go on to sleep and let me handle this. And while Hezekiah was sleeping, God sent the OG from heaven, one angel. He didn't even need a host of them. And he came down and killed 185,000 people. God is a killer. You hear me? And if he had stayed that way, all of us would have been dead in our sins. But somewhere deep in his heart, somewhere deep in his soul, he said, let me have mercy on my children. Listen, let me tell you something. The higher you go in God, the more mercy you have. Oh, yes. We have too many people occupying the pulpit that are hard and driven by bitterness. No, but if Almighty God can be merciful, then so can I. Can you imagine how Aaron and the other high priest after him had been transported from Abraham's bosom up to the third heaven because of the finished work of Jesus? He that descended is the same that ascended and brought with him gifts. What gifts? The gifts of people. He took them out of Abraham's bosom and took them on up to God. Can you imagine how the ceremonial high priest of the Old Testament, how they feel seeing us come into the holiest of holies? And we don't have bells on the bottom of our robe and pomegranates on the bottom of our robe, and we ain't burning incense, but we have the PIN number when we get to the store of God to get us our daily grace, to get us our daily mercy. And the angel says, how you paying for this? You put in your PIN number, J-E-S-U-S. And he says, oh, you have an unlimited account. Get as much grace as you need, as much mercy as you need, as much love as you need. Why? God has changed how he deals with his people. He ain't killing us no more. Hallelujah. And we're still staying in that same old stoic mindset. Our minds need to change so that our actions will change. When I was a child, it was a very good year. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. And I remember as a child, the older ones would always tell me to leave a room, to stay out of grown folk business. Part of our problem today is our children hear too much that robs them of their childhood. They don't need to hear half the stuff we talking about. If you're going to talk about me, ask the children to leave, because they see me as something special. Don't bust their balloon. Say, get out for a minute. I got mom and daddy going to have a talk. But they would always tell me, get out of the room. Go into another room. And when we ate family dinners, I had to congregate in the kitchen with the other children. And we would all talk about the day we can sit at the dining room table. There was just something magic about that dining room table. If you could get to that dining room table, that meant you were an adult. The dining room was the inner sanctum. It was where the china cabinet was, where the dishes lived that you didn't use. The dining room was just a room to pass from the hallway to the kitchen. The kitchen was the place of a sanctuary. It was the place of family connection. You used the kitchen for gatherings to eat and share. If you went to somebody's house and they invited you into the kitchen, you felt like you were somebody. Because the kitchen, woo, that was the place of cooking. That's where you make the 7-Up cakes, in the kitchen. But the dining room was off limits. You just go through it. And even today, in my own house, it's off limits. I can walk through it, but the missus, will, if I put a coat on the back of the chair, she move it. Because the dining room is still special. There ought to be a place in God that is so special that it's reserved for just you and God. You call it your altar. But you know what's interesting about your altar today? It could be wherever you are. You can have an altar on the subway, an altar on the airplane, an altar on your job. Why? Because wherever he is, Israel had been wandering. They've had numerous battles, and now it was time to change, to go in to that land. And many of us in this place of worship today are living lives that are boring, living lives that are without expectation, and living lives that lack direction. This is not an indictment. It simply comes from a passage of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5, where he says to us, he says something that I find to be extremely relevant to where we are today in thinking and talking about the theory of change. As I said earlier, just something as minuscule as moving your seat, taking a different road to work. There is always a feeling of discomfort. Let me be even more succinct. Breaking up with someone that you should not be with. I'm not talking about husbands and wives now. Like I said last week, you stuck with that. But I mean, you know, friends, you know, we've made... dating such a big deal, you know. It's almost like everybody you date is a potential spouse, and that's why we're so unhappy. You just have friends. In my day, you could grow up and have friends. I had a lot of friends. Had a young lady named Lisa. She taught me how to hula hoop. Up and down Van Pelt Street, Lambert could hula hoop. Couldn't do the neck thing with it, but boy, I could hula the hoop because Lisa taught me how to do it. There was no romance. Lisa was my hula hoop instructor. Then there was Robin. Robin taught me how to play jacks. I could get all the way up to my fivesies. That's as far as I could go. Beyond that, you weren't a real man. So I'd go to my fivesies. I could snatch that, but I wasn't getting into the sixes and the sevens. Shoves. Robin could play jacks. She could flip the ball, spin around, catch that ball, pick up them jacks, and wave them in your face. And I said, teach me how to do that. I was like an apostle that's looking for Jesus on the resurrection. Teach me how to do that. She took me up to my fivesies. We got along. We had fun. I wasn't secretly trying to bed these people. They were just folks I grew up with. We don't do that in church anymore. Everybody of the opposite sex that connects with us, we think God is sending them to us to be our spouse. Can't even have class together, sitting together. Oh, I felt something when I sat down. Great day in the morning. Peter teaches something as he's teaching to his specific audience that he identifies. In 1 Peter chapter 1, he says, I'm talking to those saints that are scattered throughout Cappadocia, Pontus, Bithynia. They are scattered into various regions of the Roman Empire. The church is under significant assault. And he says, now you must understand that you are going to go through. And if you need to be heavy, just make sure it's for a season. Don't let it linger. Just get over it as quick as possible. Have your crying jag, but don't let it go from Monday to Tuesday. Start it on Monday and end it on Monday. And just recognize you're going to go through. Life is not what you think it is. And he says now, as we progress through his writing, when we get to chapter 5, He tells us there, he begins to address the elders. And in verse 2, he says, our primary task is to feed the flock. He said, take oversight. Take oversight. That means to watch out for them. He says, take it by love. Do it by love, because he gives us these direct commands. He said, not by constraint. That means you're not forced to do it. Then he says, you do it willingly, but you don't do it for money. Not for filthy lucre. He said, but of a ready mind. That means that your mind has been submitted to God and you serve the people of God, not for yourself. Not for yourself. And you must resist the temptation to let the people push you to where you don't belong. All right? I do not occupy Jesus' throne. I am at his feet. And I cannot let the church push me to that place. There is a thin line between encouragement and worship. It's a thin line. Because sometimes when you call yourselves encouraging the man or woman of God, you really are lifting them. And that's why Jesus, who is our model, never allowed the people to do that. Every time they tried to lift him, he ran away. Why did he do it? Because he understood, not that he was going to succumb. It was not possible for Jesus to succumb to that. But he did it to keep them from doing that consistently. The life of the minister is to always think about the people. To remove from them the possibility of committing idolatry. And the greatest idol in the church is the pastor.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Throughout Scripture, we're invited to call, to talk, to share. Send God a text. God knows that there are times for intimate conversation, and that's called prayer and worship, and those times are rare because your lives are so busy. The text means I'm thinking about you. Send him your thanks. Send him your expectation. Send him your excitement. And send him your trust.
To order the sermon, send God a text. Call 215-885-2585. The cost for CDs are $8 and DVDs are $12.